Now notice the reaction, that which took place. And I'm reading now verse 10 of 2 Chronicles 17. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. And also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver. And the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,000, and 700 rams, and 7,000, and 700 he-goats. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store, that is, storehouses, to take care of all of these gifts that were brought to him, and all of the grain. Now, you see, this man marvelously used to God, and when revival came, it had effect upon all these nations round about. This revival spread, and even the Philistines, which were the inveterate enemies of David, they become friendly and send gifts to him. This revival penetrated among the Arabians, the Arab people of that day. My friend, the greatest thing that is needed today is a spiritual revival, the cure for war. You notice that they made no war against him. When a nation is constantly at war, it's because that nation is away from God. That's the mark of it. And if a nation wants to have peace, then the thing to do is to come to God. That's God's method, by the way. And it always has been his method. Now, this man, Jehoshaphat, is marvelously and wonderfully blessed of God. He built in Judah these storehouses to receive all of the booty that he was getting. Now we're told, verse 13, and he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And then the writer here gives us the number. Now we are told, as we move down into this chapter, verse 19, the last verse, these waited on the king beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. He had ample protection in case an enemy came against him, but God had given him peace. This is the condition. Jehoshaphat is a great man.